Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum, gotten live on the off-ramp on this July 3rd, 2013, 11 p.m. What a good night, day before July 4th. I hope you guys got your beer cold. I hope you got your hot dogs thawed out, your hamburgers thawed out, your chicken thawed out, got your fireworks ready to pop off. If you shoot guns in the air, I advise you not do it because when you shoot bullets in the air, yeah, it sounds fun, loud noises, but the bullets do have to come down and you can really shoot somebody. So leave the guns at home this 4th of July, people. No point in shooting them off of the air. Just get you some fireworks, get you a couple black hats or black cats and M80s, man. Have some good old clean fun tomorrow. Well, of course, this is the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people. You got something you want to say, call in 646-915-8680. Shout out to all of our sponsors, StickToItFitness.com, Olive Coco Mag, Marisol Johnson, Insurance.com, RichBefore30.com, all the good people who support this show and constantly call in. Feel free to call in and talk about anything. We can get right to it. Man, I am tired. I don't know if this is... You know, you look for the holiday that's coming up. You got all these plans. Say, okay, you know, 4th of July is on Thursday. I'll take off on Friday. So that means I got me a 4-day weekend to get all this stuff done. Then you get home and you just beat, man. You just beat. It's just hard work, man. So it's hard trying to get motivated on your day off. But we're going to do what we can around these parts, man. Hope y'all have a productive 4th of July. I hope you guys are reaching your goals and not eating too bad, man. I just had me a turkey chili sandwich from Red Robin. Ate it all. Shouldn't have, because I'm hurting. Had to come home, lay down. Wife had to wake me up just so I can communicate with y'all tonight, because it's a good chance I'd have missed y'all. It's a good chance I'd have missed y'all. Hope y'all out there partying tonight, and hope y'all out there being safe. Yo, the cops are out there. Crazy. It's 4th of July. If you're drinking, don't text and drive. Look, people, don't be dumb. I'm not naive to say, you know, don't drink and drive. I would like you not to drink and drive. But let's be honest. You're going to have parties. You're going to be hanging out places. You're probably going to be drinking and driving. If you're drinking and driving, don't text while you've been drinking and driving. Focus on the road and get home safe. You know, some of us can... Well, you should be drinking while you're driving. But some of us have no business drinking and driving. But if you're going to do it, just stay focused on one thing. Texting and driving out here is becoming a crazy low. They're giving cats in New York $600 tickets plus removing license, getting caught once with texting and driving. New York laws are just out of control. I mean, let's be honest. New York is trying to make its own bubble. Now, I get that it's one of the main places of the world. You know, it's all different types of people, all different types of cultures. But, man, like, it's starting to become illegal to breathe in New York. You can't have no guns, can't text and drive. But maybe it's for the better. Maybe they know better than us. So if you're going to be partying on the 4th of July, find you a nice cab. Find you a nice bus route. Get wasted. Take a cab home. If you have to drive, don't get wasted. Have a couple while you're there. Have a good time. Get home safe. And then get wasted in your house. There's nothing that is funner than getting wasted in your own house. Because you'll have no one to embarrass but yourself. Like, no one's there to judge you if you have. If you have a good significant other, I mean, if you're by yourself, then it's still great to be wasted in your house because no one's going to judge you, and you can do whatever you want. You have to face the consequences by yourself in the morning. But if you're a person like me with a great understanding wife, you can get wasted at your house. Pass out, drool, wherever. You know what I mean? All she's going to do is next morning she might kick you till you get up. So make sure you kids out there being safe. Got a lot of different stories we can talk about. Got a lot of stuff going on with NBA trade. You know, never touched on Doc Rivers trade out of Boston. Andre Iguodala just got a $56 million contract pool because he wasn't sure if he really wanted to go to Sacramento, which is crazy. He only averaged 13 points, and he's about to get $56 million. But the kid's a ball player. I was a fan of him when he was in Philly, but, you know, he's never really a star. Kid plays great defense. Not a consistent jump shooter. But $56 million is a lot of money. And that's what the Kings wanted him, because he took too long to sign it. They pulled it. So now he might be staying with the Nuggets. Things are up in the air. Of course, we got Chris Paul, you know what I mean, going to decide to stay with the Clippers, which is awesome. Our close personal friend Christopher can get the shine in L.A. and take over the Lakers season. Speaking of basketball, we got my man T. Ross. Shout out to the Knicks and all my Knicks fans out there. Mr. Ross, how you doing, sir?
What up?
Not much, man. What you back there grubbing on? Are you grubbing on some hip-hop chicken?
No, I had a hip-hop chicken earlier. I eat it all the time.
Best stuff in America. So what you been thinking about? What you been thinking about basketball the whole season, man? I know you're a big Hoops fan. What you been thinking about the trades that's been going on? Are you happy with the way Doc Rivers left Boston?
Not really sure why the Clippers let Bledsoe go. Pretty good defender. I'm still kind of blown by that.
Yeah, that shocked me. I don't know if J.J. Redick was worth letting Bledsoe go. But I guess you don't need Bledsoe if you got Chris Paul there. I mean, Bledsoe's an up-and-coming star. You're probably not going to be able to afford both of them. You know,
yeah, he was their best defender by far.
Yeah, but you can't have. I don't know. Can you? I don't know if you could afford both of them salaries.
How much money do you think Bledsoe is going to demand in the market? He's a backup.
He's a backup now, but that's only because Chris Paul there. I'm pretty sure wherever he goes, he's going to start. Where did he get traded to?
He went to the. Wait a second. It was with the Bucks, and then it was with the.
Yeah, I know it was that three teams.
What's his face? Caron Butler went. It's Matt Barnes. I don't know if Matt Barnes wasn't part of that. I think he's on the Bucks now. Yeah, because J.J. Redick came from the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It looks like Doc Rivers is trying to make this new Clippers team kind of a mirror image of his Boston team, you know, minus Paul Pierce, but, you know, at least it's good for the Knicks that he's out of Boston, right?
I could care less about Boston or the Clippers, to be honest with you.
You all Knicks all the time, huh?
I was hoping that Matt Barnes would come to the Knicks. I think he would be definitely a good backup for them as a defender, but I don't know, because they got Barnyarny now. Not really sold on that dude.
What you think
I
about the whole
deal with Chandler, to be honest? Chandler, he was not necessary, because all he did was foul out every game. He didn't really do much.
Yeah, he didn't have a good year, but, you know, that's the only defensive presence.
Unless Kmart stays off the pills and stuff, he's all right at defense.
Yeah, you know, he can't stay off the drugs. He's still getting tattoos of women's lips on his neck.
What's up with you this fourth, man? What are you doing? Anything good?
No, you know, just we on baby watch down here, man. We in DEFCON 5, man. I got a friend who's going to barbecue some hot dogs and hamburgers tomorrow, but, you know, at this point, we're just playing it by ear, seeing when the baby's going to come out. What about y'all?
We're going to Syracuse, and we're Well, I guess we're already here, but we do something with the kids of the family, like my sister, two sisters, two brother-in-laws. We go to a AAA baseball game every year tomorrow on the 4th, and then we hit the spot up downtown. But we'll go out three straight nights in Syracuse.
Okay, did y'all fly up there? Y'all drive up there?
Nah, we drove. Sarah drove up earlier. I got here a little while ago, but my one sister's birthday is July 5th, so we always get pretty stupid drunk on the 5th, whatever night that's, Friday night.
Okay. Stupid drunk in Syracuse. Don't be out there in them trees, man. They might mistake you, man. You know, I know they be hunting up there.
Nah, we'll be good. I got a little bit of history in Syracuse. I'll be all right.
You got a little history. They know T. Ross out there in Syracuse.
Yeah, back when I was somebody. Now I just blend into the normal crowd now. I'm good. How's your wife feeling?
She's doing good. You know, she's pregnant, so, you know, she's not, she's feeling a little weighted down, but, you know, she doesn't feel, she's not walking around complaining. You know what amazes me about pregnant women, how they get, like, different pains? Like, she doesn't have, like, pain in, like, her stomach or anything. Like, she has, like, butt pain. So, like, I have to massage her butt all the time. It's the weirdest thing I've
ever seen. Sarah was a pain in my ass the whole time she was pregnant, so I didn't really pay attention.
Did she have any
like weird cravings?
Nah, she had she really wanted burgers a lot. That was her thing. I think she wanted burgers and fruit, you know. Like, it's so weird, you know. She just wanted a bacon cheeseburger and some pineapple, you know. Weird shit. What about you?
Sarah used to always want ice cream. I'd go out at like 2 in the morning to get her big things of ice cream. It was so annoying.
Yeah, I'm not leaving at 2 in the morning to get anything unless the baby's coming out.
Well, it was good for me because it gave me a reason to get up and go get ice cream for myself, so I didn't really mind it too much.
What's your favorite choice of ice cream? I'm a Breyers man myself.
Oh, dude, I go cookie dough all day. I don't even mess with the other stuff.
Yeah. Just straight up cookie dough. Cookie dough is definitely a classic. But yeah, so,
I mean,
you know, we just So I was saying, you know, she hasn't been too bad. Emotions ain't been too crazy. You know, it'd be one day where she'd just be mean as hell, and I'm like, I forget that it's because she's pregnant. I'm like, man, you
know,
coming at my dick.
Dealing with you. Just being around you sometimes, man, you can bring out that in people.
What? Bring out what?
Just that, like, difficult side, man. Just like, being around you, sometimes you just push the wrong buttons.
Yeah, man, I'm the easiest going guy in the world, yo. I bring out the best
in you.
Yeah,
that's like Anthony saying that. No, you're not.
I tell Anthony,
you're like Anthony Jr. sometimes. Because Anthony is one of the most difficult people I've ever dealt with, ever.
Yeah, I don't demand anything of anybody. I'm the most easiest going guy in the world, Joe. Whatever you need is cool with me, yo. I'm relaxed, yo. Just put my blood pressure down, yo.
I can't wait till you owe me shoes, though. That's gonna be a great day for me.
Look, just make sure that you send my shoes overnight.
Nah, I won't have a problem with that. I'll just put my head down and be like, damn, that sucks.
It should be a pretty interesting football season going. It's a lot of unknowns. So what are you predicting your Foreskins to get?
Dude, I'll tell you what, all BS aside, the Redskins have a very tough schedule if you really look at it, especially going to Green Bay, 49ers coming here. Freaking playing Minnesota. I mean, it's tough, dude. It's not going to be a 12-4 like I was thinking. Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at it in my schedule. To tell you the truth, I haven't even looked at the Eagles schedule, but I'm pretty sure since we're in the same division, we play the same teams.
Skins this year play a much – I mean, they play such a hard schedule outside of the NFC East. last year it wasn't like that. This year, I mean, going to Green Bay and having the Niners come here, I mean, those two games alone are, I mean, those are like marquee matchups.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see if RG3 is healthy, him versus the likes of Aaron Rodgers.
Every time he has a 300-yard game, I'm going to text you every single minute of the day the next day. You can best believe that.
Why would you text me?
Because you get 300 yards, I'm going to keep telling you and reminding you, since everybody says he's not going to be playing. He's going to play all 16 games. No problem.
Yeah, he's not even going to be there week one.
He's already I've already got my tickets going down to see him in Richmond. I mean, in August. Dude, he's going to be electrifying just even before preseason.
Yeah, the kid has a bum knee. It's just never going to get right, man.
The kid got his bum knee repaired. That's what people do.
Twice.
They have surgery and they recover.
Yeah, you can't have surgery on the same knee over and over and not be effective.
He didn't over and over. He's only had it twice.
How many times does your knee have to get opened up?
So what happens when Adrian Peterson had it on his knee? Does that mean because it's not twice means he can't be Mr. Bionic? Because that guy's pretty damn good.
Well, there's no one in the league like Adrian Peterson. That man said that he was touched by the hand of God. And one dude said he was juicing and trying to figure out what steroids he was on, you know?
That guy's a phenom.
Yeah, he reminds me of myself.
By the way, did you see what the most people didn't see this? Did you see what the, not to switch subjects, but did you see what the Sacramento Kings offered Iguodala and their terms and what they did?
Yeah, I saw that it was something like $56 million, but they wind up pulling it because he wasn't sure if
they
he wanted to go.
They gave him 24 hours. They offered him 24 hours for an answer. I've never seen that before. And Iguodala said he couldn't do that, and then they just pulled it back, but literally said 24 hours.
Man, I mean, I guess my question is he going to get a better offer than $56 million? I don't think
We already got $52 million offer on the table from the Nuggets, so he's already got something on the table. That's where they got the 56.
I mean, I guess you say, what's $4 million? But $4 million sounds like a lot to me. I got me leaving.
Yeah, but you're going to this shit Sacramento team that's never going to be good no matter what. They're going to lose Tyreek Evans to the freaking Pelicans. It ain't going to work there.
Yeah, but I mean, Iguodala's not some budding star. He's not, you know, he's not the face of a franchise. $56 million is a lot of money.
Well, who's the face of their franchise? DeMarcus Cousins?
The trash, really. But yeah,
John
I guess
Solomon's?
The Marcus.
I mean, you tell me who's the face.
I mean, the Kings are terrible, but I'd rather be on a terrible team. I mean, I guess my thing is, if he stays in Denver, does Denver have a chance of winning the ship? Like, if I take $52 million and stay in Denver, do I have a better chance of winning the ship than getting $56 million in Sacramento and just, you know, spending
money?
I'd say
with Ty Lawson, I'd say odds are yes, but you're also leaving.
Look
at Dwight Howard. You think Dwight Howard's going to leave $32 million on the table and sign with another team other than the Lakers? I think that that's not even in the question.
Well, that's because Dwight Howard will demand another max contract by the time this one's up. Iguodala won't.
I hate Dwight Howard. I think everything he represents is a joke. If I was a team, I would never offer him a dime. Not one.
What? The kid's the best center in the league, though. Yeah, he's a little flaky, but, you know, he's still the best center in the league.
He's not the best center in the league. There's no way. No possible way.
Who's the best center in the league? Unless you're saying Tim Duncan, and he's a forward, quote-unquote.
I ain't saying Tim Duncan.
Lopez? Who's the best center? Hello?
Not Dwight Howard. It can't be.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a stage where the big man is a dying breed. Dwight Howard, I'd hate for him to be flip-flopping. But he's worth the max contract.
His offensive game is a dying breed. It sucks. It's horrible.
Yes, I totally agree. But defensively, he's still probably the best in the league besides LeBron, especially when healthy.
I'm staying away from.
I mean, you can. You still there? T. Ross. I think we lost my man T. Ross. I think he dropped out. Man, what a good conversation. Always love hearing from my man T. Ross. Sounds like he's on his way up to Syracuse to start in some trouble. Boy, better be careful, man. That's a huge white boy who wears a lot of hoodies. I know Trayvon Martin going through his thing right now, but being up in Syracuse, you don't want to get confused with being a bear up there, y'all. Man has a grip of a bear, too. But as we talk, man, it's Dwight Howard is definitely the big free agent issue in the NBA this year. And his waffling has caused a lot of disturbances. But, you know, I think he handled it poorly, but it's his right to be wooed as a free agent. If you play out your contract and you're a free agent and teams want to bid for your services, you have every right to take your time and decide, you know, who you want to listen to and what they're willing to give you. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, people get upset talking about, oh, he's taking too long, he's flip-flopping. He has every right to flip-flop. People are upset with him in Orlando because he was flip-flopping. He had every right to flip-flop. Maybe he wanted to stay in Orlando. People act like it is hard to leave a place that you love. I take it to relationships. Sometimes you get into a relationship and you realize it's just not going to work. I've been there personally. And though you love the person and care the person, you have to leave. But you flip-flop on it because of how much you care. So you're like, oh, maybe we can stay and work it out. When you know it's not going to work out. But you flip-flop because, one, you don't want to hurt them. Two, in the back of your mind, you're saying, look, I care for this person. This must work. Maybe I should try to stick it out. Maybe I should try to stay. But then you also know that you know this ain't going to work. You just know that there's some things that you can't accept. So it's best for you to leave. So, and it's hard to make those type of decisions. It's hard to tell someone you love, some place that you love, it's best that we go our separate ways. Now, I've been dumped by all my girlfriends. So it's been a little bit easier on me for the most part, I think. But Dwight Howard had to dump his girlfriend in Orlando. You know, and it hurt. Because he probably loved Orlando. He was a big fish in a small pond. They all loved him. He had a great career. I took him to the finals. He wanted to win the championship, but he realized that small market wasn't what's best for him in his career. He could get more money from Orlando, but he would never win a championship. He was going to do the same thing that LeBron did in Cleveland. And y'all killed him. But y'all have to understand that these kids won championships. The Jordan era messed it up for everything. All you people think Jordan won all these championships by himself and didn't have great teams, so you could never say that anyone's better than Jordan because the first thing you go to is six championships. First thing, oh, Jordan's got six. Even though Bill got 11 and none of y'all want to mention him, but that's neither here nor there. Shout out to my man Hov. But so you say that, you know, Jordan got six. So all these guys are chasing championships. That's what they're doing because they know that the only way to be compared to the greats is to win multiple championships. Like, think how dumb you sound. You say that LeBron James, who's the best basketball player, who everyone says is the best basketball player on the planet, you say he can't be compared to Jordan. Because he's only won two championships. Like, think of how dumb you sound. You probably are a blind Jordan fan, but you've never played a team sport. It takes a complete team effort and a hell of a lot of luck to win a championship. No one in America has ever won a championship just putting a team on their back by themselves. It just doesn't happen. It takes great team effort. So if you take the just championships out of it and you just compare Jordan as a player to LeBron as a player, you still may still feel like Jordan was a better basketball player. But they're comparable. Magic Johnson's comparable. People forget how great Larry Bird was. Larry Bird's comparable. Shaq's comparable. Because these guys, well, it's hard for Shaq because he was a center. But these guys as great basketball players can be compared. Now, you can't compare a guy like Andre Iguodala, who we talked about with his $56 million contract, to LeBron or Jordan because Andre Iguodala has too many flaws in this game. You know what I mean? He can't shoot the jumper. His field goal percentage is too low. Doesn't have high assist rate. He's an amazing defender. But, you know, he's not a team leader. You know what I'm saying? So he's just not as good as he can get to the cup. He doesn't get to the – he can't command the ball and get to the cup whenever he wants to. Doesn't have a post-up game. You can discontinue certain people's points of their basketball game to say it's not comparable. You can't say that about LeBron versus Mike, Kobe versus LeBron, Kobe versus Mike, because their games as basketball players are generally good at being comparable because there's not too many flaws. So we're going to pick and pick at every little thing. So then you say, okay, well, if we're picking at every little thing, championships separate. You're missing the point. You can't bring in team accolades to individual comparisons. You can't say Bill Russell's better than all of them because he won 11 championships. No, Bill Russell had a hell of a team. You can't say Wilt Chamberlain is not as good as all of them because he only won one championship. You can't say Dr. J isn't comparable to Mike because Dr. J only won one and played in the ABA and all that stuff. No, these kids are great players who can be compared. So I kind of got off on a little tangent. So with Dwight Howard, he's a great player. Can he be compared to the greats? Not yet, but Dwight Howard is a great player. He may be a little soft, but it's not the first time we've ever seen a soft NBA star. He may be a little bit childlike, which I still don't even agree with. The kid's having a tough time making a decision for the next 5 years of his life that is a difference of $30 million. This is his most important contract. Why wouldn't you second-guess yourself? Why wouldn't you take your time at deciding something like this? The guy's got five baby mothers. You need to make sure that he's making enough money so he can pay off all of them, but not making enough where they all get raises. You know, you have to think about stuff like that. I can imagine having five baby mothers. A couple of them, four of them would have to go. That's a lot of bills. I mean, you probably paying like each one of them like $10,000 a month. Like that's just dumb, you know. Like I don't know, you know. I figured I had to offer one of them or two of them, you know, just to save me some money. I think about this. He's gonna have to pay them women for the rest of his life. You might as well just try to become Mormon and see if you can marry all of them, you know. Just save money. Just move into a big house. See if you can get all your baby mothers and all your babies under one. So you don't have to pay child support. You know what I mean? Or wear a condom. But then again, it's too late. You already got five. It ain't long before you have six. Man. I'm only having one baby. I'm scared shitless. I can't imagine six. That's a lot of kids. My grandfather had 11 kids, 10 different women. You can't tell me he's bright. Kid just doesn't understand the pull-out method. I love my grandpa. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He got up at my wedding and said that I was his favorite grandson. And if I was his favorite grandson, I only seen him about 6-7 times in my entire life. I feel bad for all the other grandkids. Because if I was the favorite, the other ones really got shit on. I got a Green Eagles jacket out of my grandpa-grandson relationship. But hey, that's just life when you're growing up in New Jersey. But it's been a fun week, fellas. I hope to get with y'all tomorrow night. I'm on baby watch, man. I'm on baby watch, so you never know. I might be here tomorrow, I might not. Hope you kids out there enjoy your 4th of July. Don't hold the title too long. You'll lose your hand. Peace out, folks.